Hello, Stefan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah? We're just pretending this is the start of the conversation.
Yeah.
We are here in Oslo, Norway, outside the Kulturkirken Jakob at the Hosabad Festival. You're headlining. You are, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I don't know. That is how it's going. You were at, was it Up in Smoke?
Yeah, two days ago in Switzerland.
How was that?
It was actually, it was a great one because the set seven, this place, we were playing over two times before, and it's pretty much a metal place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, sometimes at some clubs you don't get a grip. You don't play your best performances. There are some places where you feel comfortable on instance, and it has nothing to blame about the set seven, but somehow this was a place where we, the last two shows we did there, kind of always had a hard time to make a really good show. And at this time it was different. Maybe we were more relaxed or whatever, I don't know. And we had a really good show. Also in this more metal-oriented audience, it was very well received, and yeah. This was a good experience. No.
Where are you super comfortable playing?
Maybe, of course, there are a lot of places. I think Arena in Vienna,
mm-hmm,
is one of the places where we always feel very well. Of course, at home in Munich at the Keep It Low Festival.
Yep.
There are a lot of other places well.
Mm.
In it,
sure.
From the beginning, yeah.
Sure. Of course, Keep It Low, you're doing again this year.
Yeah, we're kind of the
house band.
As we're the local group.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I was waiting for Color Haze. It's going to be announced for Keep It Low. It's going to happen. Tell me about that experience. You know, this year you're doing sort of, the big anniversary shows, and last year, I guess, too. Is it any different for you looking back on kind of a quarter century of Color Haze?
Oh, yeah, it's very much different, of course, because we're in a totally different situation as a band. Because, we're, of course, like every band, we were starting on a very small level and were playing what was there to get in front of who was there ever, if he did like it or not. And so we quite some hard times with it. Now we got older, we have families, of course the jobs are a bit more challenging in some sort of way, so this is always like when we are playing our holidays, but at the same time it becomes more rewarding and comfortable for us because there's always an audience there where we play for us, and there's always also a situation where we it's not the fault of the situation on stage or whatever that we can't do our performance.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a lot changed also in the last 2 years when we made a new show, so to speak, with our keyboarder now, with Jan.
Mm-hmm.
And this did us quite good as well, because it's like if you're on three legs in a trio, you can sometimes it's easier to improvise and get over the top if you have that moment, but
right,
you're also at the same time more unstable, so it's rather likely that you fall off at one leg and you're not that good at that night.
Mm-hmm.
And with the keyboard player it becomes more stable and more of a musical journey as well for the people, because we can paint out things,
right,
details, melodies and connections in between the songs even more, and this makes a completely new thing we are putting on stage.
So you kind of have a little more room to feel things out and explore.
And at the same time, I feel more like there's something in back of me, so I feel more secure.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I know I can't fall over because there's this huge Hammond organ and everything.
Right, exactly.
Back me, so, yeah.
Yeah. No. It is a very impressive sight on stage. Tell me, I know you have the live record here, the new...
Yeah, from Duna Jam.
Live Volume 2.
Yeah.
How did you... I mean, obviously, you've done Duna Jam a bunch of times. That's another one of those things you kind of keep going back to. in picking out what you wanted to release as a live album, how did you land on that?
Well, with that one, this was two key shows for us, actually. It was the second Duna Jam happening at all, and it was the very first we did, and it was this very one special show we did inside this 2,500-year-old Etruscan temple, where it was kind of a bit of illegal, but anyway, we were a bunch of 40 people, 50 people who were being there, and nobody took the smallest stone, so we took really care that we don't damage anything. Right. And of course, this experience to be there out in the night in an overwhelmed place at such a place was very special. We were not that good at that night because we were so thrilled, you know, this is special. So we were a bit sloppy, and then the generator for the lights went off, and we had to play, I think, the whole of Peace Brothers and Sisters in total darkness.
Okay.
Which caused some wrong notes in
right.
between. And then we had this other very relaxed improvised show on the beach, where also then, as you hear on the record, Bo, the singer from On Trial, mm-hmm. was joining in to do a very special version of Electro Hush. And of course, it's live, it's improvised, there he is and there's, but it's a very special thing, and I think we caught the atmosphere. And we had these recordings made, and I even mixed it pretty soon afterwards in the studio Fast Hand in Hannover. And I had the mixes, but then at the same time I was doing all back then, mm-hmm. and so I kind of forgot about it. Mm-hmm. And also it was 2007, 2008, so of course at that time there was no demand for a live record by Carla Hayes, who would care? And now, as in between we start, we thought, yeah, we maybe have to try to capture what we are doing live or what Carla Hayes is doing live and bring that in a good quality to the people. We kind of didn't succeed totally to my measurements with the Live Europe European tour record
one.
We did, the first one. But anyway, it's a kind of document. But it was not the live record I wanted to do. But anyway, so this is a series of releases. And Duna Jam is a special one, and it caught a special more atmosphere, where also how it tells a bit how Duna Jam is, especially, I think. It has the atmosphere and kind of the vibe, and yeah.
That is a long-standing fantasy of mine, is to make that trip.
Yeah.
To Duna Jam. That's yeah. I don't know. It always looks like something.
It's good with kids, you know.
Special.
In the meantime.
Right down on the beach.
Because when we were starting, nobody was coming with kids, and now a lot of people are coming
really?
With little kids. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
everybody's
man.
Growing older. There's some young people coming up
yeah.
as well, but you see the same people coming since 12 years now, and
sure.
they have the kids are growing up and running around with each other.
It's kind of nice, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my wife that.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Huh? Ja, nee, kann alles rein.